Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton, and this is a brainstorm. When I was a kid, I would always hope you wake up with a special talent, like you could wake up and know karate.
Oh, yes.
Do other kids do this? They do, right?
I don't know if it was a go to bed wish, but definitely that magical thinking of, you know, I'm going to be able to do whatever this thing is, just poof. Wouldn't that be great?
This is actually a thing that can happen. It's called sudden savant syndrome.
Okay, so like someone who can add numbers of great size in their head. You know, it's just a thing.
Yes, math, art, it seems to come up in those arenas.
Okay.
In sudden savant syndrome, it really is like you go to bed one night and you're your normal self, and then the next day something was different. There is no precipitating injury or other central nervous system incident. It's just an unanticipated and spontaneous epiphany-like moment.
Okay, wait. So this isn't like you had a stroke in your sleep or lack of oxygen or something. This is just bam?
Yeah. I have theories about this because I have a bachelor's degree in psychology. So I have theories about everything.
Okay, well, give me the theories because I'm sitting over here going, how does that happen?
I would think it's got to be you have a sudden shift in the neural pathways that allow a convergence of whether like with a musical talent, you have to suddenly have a level of dexterity that you didn't before.
I guess my thing is like there has to be something happening. Huh?
Yeah.
And we have no clue.
Not yet.
I don't like that.
And the other part of this that is not great is this is clearly something intense and neurological, which leads with most people that experience this to an OCD level of intensity. Like they suddenly feel a compulsion to do, whether it's art. One lady suddenly woke up in the middle of the night and was desperate to draw triangles. And for a couple weeks after that, just could almost do nothing else except for art. And in that time, she sort of went from no real artistic ability to having this very like Picasso in her artistic style.
Huh.
And still, she says, to function in life, there are times when she has to put her art supplies in a place where they're hard to get at so that she can keep moving and do life, like an addiction almost, that if she pulls them out again, she'll go down the rabbit hole.
It kind of makes me wonder if the people who are having this sudden savant onset are people who, if we had been doing a diagnosis on them beforehand, were people who had obsessive compulsive disorder or like ADHD or like there was already an underlying overactive brain?
Yes. One of the subjects in the article already had a high IQ and was an attorney. So there's already some discipline in education and higher level thinking.
Huh.
Yeah, I wondered about that too.
Oh, so okay. So this is sudden onset. So here's a question. I am very like math averse, right? Because I'm not good at it and it gives me the sweats.
Yeah.
So what if I woke up and suddenly I'm like, wow, I can do all this math stuff. Would I be thrilled or would it be like some creepy thing like picking scabs where you're like, I'm doing it, but this is grossing me out? I just want to know.
That's true because it's not going to change your emotional landscape on that front.
So I'm standing there at the whiteboard and I'm doing calculus and I'm like, this is creeping me out. But hey, I got the answer.
Yeah, so you're in this trauma loop.
The ultimate in your own brain's immersion therapy.
The article did say that people sometimes will not tell their loved ones about this because it's very weird and uncomfortable. And then that compulsion is not something that they've experienced, at least to a great degree like this, in their life before. So it is unnerving.
Is this something where you wake up and you can write concertos and then one morning you wake up and you can't remember how to do it anymore? Because that would be horrible.
That would be heartbreaking. Although you would also be free from that obsession.
True.
But if it was something that suddenly brought you joy and enjoyment, I do think that would be, it would be okay with me if it was a slowly abating, like that intensity wore off and you normalized. So wow. You might someday be a sudden genius, everybody. Exciting.
Wow. Well, ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. You can also check out our Instagram for fun science facts and pictures. Our Facebook page is a great place to go if you have comments or questions. Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.